My name is David Thomas. I am the president of JD Marketing Associates. We are actually the company that built CastOfTheIce.com, the website that I hope many of you have had a chance to visit. Obviously you have, or you wouldn't be on the call tonight. And I get the distinct honor of introducing our special guest, Bill Balsamico. And Bill has, just to give you a little background in case you weren't on last week's call, Bill has been self-employed the majority of his life. He actually opened Casa de Ice in late 1998. And the building that Bill's business, the Casa de Ice restaurant, is housed in actually used to be Bill's prior business, which was he was the largest producer of ice in the tri-state area, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia area. Very successful business. Bill is definitely a proud American that has the guts to say what he's thinking. So with that said, let me introduce him, the man, the sign man himself, Mr. Bill Balsamico. Welcome, Bill.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening, everyone.
All right. It's great to have you on the call. And what I'd like to do, if we could, just what, before we start with people's questions and comments, there were three emails that people had submitted, that comments and questions I'd just like to ask first. I'll read these to you, and then you can comment on them. The first person didn't have a name on their email, but they say, there are so many illegals all around us. Can your signs, or anything else for that matter, make a difference when the politicians are doing everything they can to assist them?
Well, the answer to that is yes, everybody can make a difference. Differences can be made just by everybody voicing their opinion. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing in the next day or so is I'm going to be changing my sign again, and it's going to be something similar to where it's going to read, any politician that doesn't vote on immigration properly must not be reelected. And then under that, when we post it on the website, we're also going to put on there that to make everybody aware of what to do, keep track of their own legislators, senators, everyone that votes in their area, keep track of how they vote, and then they can email all their friends and everything telling them what they've been doing on immigration so that these people can be voted out. One thing I found out, and I was quite computer illiterate in the past, was when this thing took off with my signs, how people can interact and how they can talk and how they can make a difference. And millions and millions and millions of people have read my signs. And just by you taking my sign and pushing it out to somebody that you know, it keeps going and it just keeps snowballing further and further. So with that message on there and maybe getting it to these politicians that we are all watching them and we are going to make them accountable, and if they don't take things in proper context, they're not going to be around for the next term. And that's the biggest thing we got to do.
That's a great comment, and that's going to be a great addition to the website. This next one is just a comment more than anything, but it's brief. I'll read it. Janet Gilmore said, I just want to tell you to keep up the good work with about 20 exclamation points. I'm almost 73 years old, great-grandmother, worked hard all my life till retirement to raise my family with good American values, and all have adhered to that and are raising their families the same. And I'm so very disappointed in our leaders giving this great country away. Keep those signs going. Any comment for Janet in case she's listening, Bill?
Well, I'd like to thank her very much for her comment, and I'm glad and proud of what she has done with her life and her family's life, because that's what we're all about in this country.
All right. Barbara Mayer, this is just a few paragraphs here. Dear Bill, I lost my job of 24 years to foreign trade in 2003 and went back to school, paid by the TAA, to gain my associate's degree and find work again. Unfortunately, the field of study that I selected has been outsourced to India, and the few jobs that might be available will go to only the experienced 400 lines an hour typists. Even if I have to wrestle some immigrant to the ground for his job of picking tomatoes on the soil of our country, I'll do it. Who determines those so-called jobs that nobody wants to do? And how far into the job market will this go? They sent my $14.11 an hour job, and I wanted that job, to Mexico, along with countless thousands of other jobs. Maybe all of their work is going to China, where all the American cars will probably be made soon. The TV advertisers tell us that we're all depressed so they can sell us their drugs. I'm not depressed, but I'm angry as hell. I intend to use that powerful energy of mine to find a job that I will not let go to some aggressive invader. Millions of Americans have no health insurance now. So, here's the question. Who will finance the health care of the third world as they all move here?
Well, the answer to that is what's going on right now. We're financing it through our non-immigration system. Every time they land in our country and have a child, we pay for that. We pay for their support. We do everything. The federal government is allowing this to happen, and there has to be a stop put to it. And this is another reason why we have to hold these legislators and senators and everybody accountable for what they're letting go on with these bills. Every time they pass a bill to get something through, they have 10 tags hanging on it, and each one of those tags is always in a special interest group. And this has got to stop.
Right on, right on. Okay, at this point, we'd like to open it up for people to comment, ask Bill questions, whatever. Again, all we ask you to do before you make a comment is press 6. That'll unmute your line, and then ask away. So who would like to ask the first question?
Hello, this is Bill Pereira from Madison, Illinois. I was on last week's call, and I want to say hello and thank you for all that you have done to try to get the message across, not only to the public, but to politicians, and get this movement going.
I found myself,
school of hard knocks, entrepreneur, and I also work for a living. But there's a lot of great things in America and things to be grateful for. But I always see a way to make things better, and by making our, what you're doing, making our politicians accountable. And what was heartening was the number of people that sort of feel the same way. So, one, I want to thank you for getting this going and keeping this going and attracting like-minded individuals to keep accountability in politics. And I'm very heartened, and God bless this country.
Well, thank you very much for that comment and that little bit of a praise that you gave me. But that is the whole thing, and it's not just talking about it one time and dropping the ball. We have to keep talking about it and keep moving on it. And that's the purpose of me keep changing my signs. I will continue to do that, and I will always be aggressive in where I'm going with it because I don't want my children or grandchildren to suffer the way this country is headed. And it's just not right. My grandfather and father worked too hard for me to have what I have today, and then to let it slip away through sheer politics and people not becoming involved and watching what's going on and acting on it. It has to stop, and we're going to do that.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
All right, who else would like to speak with Bill? Go ahead and press the 6 key and ask away. We have some shy people tonight.
This is Jim from California.
Good evening, Jim.
Yes, I really wanted to amplify again this feeling I think that a lot of us have. You know, we agree, we talk amongst ourselves, but we feel sort of disenfranchised, like there's not much we can do. They keep, putting up these political hacks, intent on giving away everything that that our country stands for. And it's good to know that there are people, and I think we need to really, work to expand that, to make the people feel like we do have a voice and there is a way to do something about the situation. Because I think it's that frustration that's created, they used to call it a silent majority, that people that just sort of sat in the background and paid taxes and, did the right thing and just kind of let the politicians run things. And I think we can't, sit back and let that happen.
No, we can't. And one of the key things that everybody should remember, and I guess I'm a good point in that matter, is if you have something to say, just say it. Don't worry about being politically correct. If it's what you believe in your heart and you think it's the right thing, you say it. And if it offends somebody, well, that's just the way it goes. I mean, by being politically correct all the time, you're actually submitting most of the time. And that's something we can't do anymore. we've submitted too long.
That's how we got where we are, I think.
Exactly, because nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. Oh, the poor immigrant, the poor this. I mean, regardless whether they're Mexican, Chinese, Honduras, I don't care who they are. If they're illegal, they don't belong here. If you're coming into this country and you want to come into the American pie, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. That's how my grandfather came here. But he went through Ellis Island. He went through the system, and he came up through the hard knocks. And he had to learn English, or he didn't work, or he didn't eat. And he learned English, and he progressed from there. And that's what should happen in this country. And one of the first things that these politicians should do is they should actually make English the mandatory language in this country. That's the first step, and then just start from there and keep going.
Yep, absolutely.
And we have to keep, and I keep saying this, and I hate to sound repetitious, but we have to make these politicians accountable. And the only way we're going to make them accountable is to constantly be on their back, watching every move they make, looking over their shoulder, so that every bill they sign, they have to think twice before they put their name on it, because it's their political career that's in the balance every time they sign their name or every time they make a vote. And, you know, in your district, you said you're from California.
That's correct.
So I'm just going to make an example, and I'm going to say you have to watch what Schwarzenegger says or does as governor. And when he's not doing something right, you get just send out an email. And when you send an email to one person, it's got to hit 50,000 people minimum by the time it's done circulating. And you don't send it out once, you send it out every couple of days. You just keep pounding it out there. And then those messages, believe me, will get to these politicians, because they have people out there looking for them to see what's going on. They have people doing things for feelers, getting an idea what the public wants and how far they can go before they piss off people or whatever. And if they see that they're getting constantly barraged, the public is constantly receiving messages about them that are negative, they're going to change their tune a little bit.
Yeah, agree.
You just can't, you know, let it go and wait till election time and then hope everybody remembers what happened in the last 2 to 4 years. That's not the way it's going to happen, because nobody will remember what anybody did. But if you constantly just keep sending out messages when something's done, if it wasn't done properly, then they will see that. And if they do things the way they should be done and they're right, it's also a good policy to do the same thing, send out another email and say, you know, he voted, we feel that he voted properly on this, and this is the kind of guy we want in office. Keep an eye on him, make sure he stays that way, and he'll read the positive news just like he'll read the negative news.
Well, I'll jump out and let somebody else have a chance here.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you.
Hi, whoever would like to go next, go ahead. Just press the 6 key to unmute your line and go ahead and state your question or your comment. Well, while people are thinking, I'd just like to make a comment. As the webmaster of castoftheice.com, there was a comment made tonight about being heartened of the number of people that feel the same way. And I can tell you the amount of email that not only Bill has received, but I've actually received, and I can tell you that every single, and I've gotten thousands myself, and I know Bill has gotten probably 20 times as much, at least, as I have, and all of the messages that I've read were absolutely positive. There are a lot of people out there that feel the same way that we do, so that is heartening, and they continue to fly in. We get a few hundred every day.
And just not to interrupt you, Dave, but as people keep on that positive note, that's where we can grow from. And as long as we keep talking about it and doing it and expressing our opinion, our message is going to spread more and more and more and more every day as time goes on. And somebody and all these politicians will sooner or later get the message, and they will see that they're not just in office to do what they want and then reap the benefits, and then 4 years down the road just throw out a campaign promise again and start all over again, because we're going to stop that. That's our goal. That's my goal.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons that, like, your T-shirts and things are so powerful, because people see those, and wow, I agree with that. You know, you hear great comments all the time. There's a lot of people that aren't even on the internet, and they see those shirts, and it's like, wow, I love that saying. I agree with that completely. So
exactly.
It is powerful.
I can tell you to this day, since we start putting the shirts out and the hats and bumper stickers and whatever, there hasn't been a day that I haven't wore one of those shirts, no matter what the saying is. And when I'm out in public, you know, like say I go to the bank, the grocery store, I don't care where I go, somebody will either recognize my face because they say they saw me on TV, or they'll recognize the shirt and the saying, and they'll ask me if that's who I am, and they'll stop me and have a little conversation and that. But people recognize my sign no matter where I go. It's like if you were wearing a Detroit Tiger baseball hat, they recognize that logo. My shirt has become a great logo that people, no matter where you go, they recognize that and they know what it stands for.
Awesome. And I assume business is continuing to pick up.
Yes.
Because of your popularity?
Yes, it's grown a little bit. You know, my customer count is up a little bit, and a lot of that is out-of-town business, that people that were visiting somewhere close in the area made sure that they took a little bit of time to drive an extra 40 or 50 miles or whatever just to stop in and say hello and say thanks for the signs and keep up the good work and sit there and actually talk to you for a while and in agreement with what's going on, and just like we're talking on the phone now.
Right. Well, I know
that's a great feeling, that, you know, somebody just don't read the sign and say, hey, I agree with this, and get a little chuckle out of it because some of it has humor in it, and just forget about it. That's in their mind. They keep that there. And,
right.
And that's the purpose of why I do it the way I do, whether it's inflammatory or it's bold, or, you know, you could call it anything you want, but I open people's minds up by being profound.
Right. If it wasn't a little on the edgy side, people probably wouldn't remember it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I know there were a lot of people that have dialed in since we started because I shut off the entry tones, but is there anyone else out there that would like to ask a question or make a comment? Just press your 6 key and go ahead.
Don't be shy.
Yes, Bill?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? This is Kathy and Michael from Ohio. We just got invited on.
How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad.
Good.
Just a comment. We also visit another phone call, and that's some pretty good information. Are you aware of anything that went on with the recent meeting with Bush, the President of Mexico, and the Prime Minister of Canada? And they signed a pact, in so doing, Bush committing treason in this country, to eliminate the borders between the three countries and integrate their economies as well as the population.
I didn't hear anything about that. I don't think he would do something like that. I would hope he wouldn't do anything like that.
It's been done 2 months ago.
I hope you're wrong about that. If that's the case, why is he sending National Guard net down there to supposedly protect our borders? I don't think he would do that as a smokescreen, spending more money stupidly to do something like that just to cover up what he's done 2 months ago. I'm not going to disagree with you or argue with you because I'm not sure. I don't know for sure, but to me it doesn't sound like that was a very good move, and I don't think that would have happened.
Well,
I think if he'd have done something like that when he got out, he wouldn't be around long. I don't think there's enough Secret Service to protect him from something like that, to be honest with you.
Well, it's just like us. There's only a few people that know. And if the general public doesn't get it out,
believe me, there's more than a few people out there like us. And with all the email and responses and letters and phone calls I got, I would have to say that the greatest majority of this population in this country, you know, that are legal people, are very upset with what's going on with this immigration, and there is no way in the world that they would tolerate that. There would be a civil war in this country or something. They're not going to let that happen. He can't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Well, that's just the source that I have, that he did.
Okay. Well, I believe, like I say, I don't know for sure, and I can't say yes or no, but I do hope you're wrong. I hope your source is wrong, let me put it like that.
Yeah, I was just wondering what kind of sources you were tapped into and see if there was any correlation.
I'm sorry?
I was just wondering if what sources you were tapped to, and if there's any correlation to the other stuff that I've been hearing about.
No, I didn't hear anything like that.
Like the saber rattling with Iran, they signed an invasion go last summer this time, and they started talking on the major news networks about the nuclear this and nuclear that. But one of the real reasons behind that was Iran stopped accepting the U.S. dollar. They went to the euro.
That's no big loss to us anyway. We don't do that much trade with them anyway, so what's the difference?
They, you know, that their little thing, their oil thing, or whatever it is they do, it's just business.
Would you be able to share your source with us?
Share the source?
Yeah. Where's your what source did you hear this about the borders?
Well, these are on the phone calls, and outfit called the Global Healing Society. They're doing something different, but they keep their ear to the ground. Their sources, I'm not familiar with. There's John Hightower, Jim Hightower, I think. Jim or John Hightower out of Texas got a nice newsletter out talking about what's going on across the country, which reiterates what you were saying, which is there's a lot of people really working for it. Hightower used to be part of the federal government, and he started this newsletter out. One of the nice little tidbits of information in there is like six cities in the United States re-examined the minimum wage, the current minimum wage under the value of the U.S. dollar, and came from anywhere from $9.50 to $11.15 an hour. That's the actual minimum wage, generally across the board in the major cities in the United States. Little things like that. And then they also, too, let you know what's going on in the government and what have you. But,
right. Well, that minimum wage thing, that went by the wayside right now because of estate taxes and some tax cuts. So that's not even in the works right now. That's just, that was kicked right out, which is bad. It shouldn't have been kicked out.
This was privately done by six cities across the United States. They just bypassed the federal government, they bypassed the state, and they just established their own within their corporate limit.
Well, that's good that they would do that, because now they're looking out for the guy that's going out and working hard every day that can't afford to live. And that's great.
Back to the local people where it belongs. The county's got the most power. The county's got actually more power. The county sheriff has got more power than the federal government. The county sheriff can kick out the IRS, the FBI, and everybody else, and tell them they'll come back if they wanted to.
They can do that, but they can also suffer very, very heavily for it in regards to the tax money that they're supposed to get every year, because, you know, the federal government are the biggest blackmailers in the world. If you don't adhere to what they want you to do, like they tell municipalities and townships and police departments, you have to set up roadblocks every three months. You have to monitor so many hours on a roadblock for DUI checkpoints, for seatbelt checkpoints, for this, for that, the other. And if you don't do that, and if you don't log us in and do it, you don't get your federal money for your roads. They hold the money over everybody's head, so these guys can kick out anybody they want. They can do whatever they want, but as soon as they go against the grain where it's some interest group like Mothers Against Drunk Driving find out that they're not monitoring their roads like they're supposed to and putting up these DUI checkpoints, they're going to lose their federal money. So it's not a point of, you know, municipalities going out on their own and doing whatever they want and getting away with it. Sooner or later, that's going to stop, because they'll lose all the money that they're supposed to get. They won't get money for their police department. They won't get money for their road department trucks. They'll lose money everywhere. Everything's held over their heads.
Oh, I know. We've got a brand new $25 million school that sucked up all the little local schools that have been around for 20 years around here that do a great job.
Right.
They put
everything under one roof, and before you know it, the standard of teaching will be done in that school.
Oh, forget it. The kids are going from A's to F's.
Right. Well, I don't know if they'll go that far, but they will go down.
No, but mine did. I've got an 11-year-old that couldn't handle it.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
But you should be in there talking to that school district and finding out why after so long, all of a sudden, because they changed, your child's education has been affected. Your child didn't become any dumber than, you know, and I don't mean it that way. He just didn't lose his mind overnight. They did something wrong. They're doing something wrong. They're not teaching these kids right.
Yeah, there's about 30% of the kids in the school right now, as far as statistics is concerned, after your first year opening, that
right.
had a problem with that with the kids. And they were all straight-A students. You know, I mean, 75% of the kids in school, they're on some type of medication. The damn school looks like a prison. I drove up. Remember when they blew up all them corporate prisons in the Southwest? I happened to be traveling through the country then. This school and the others they built around here like it, they're federal money, federal designs, federal blueprints, look just like those prisons out in the Southwest that they had out in the middle of the desert. It's just eerie. You got one door in, all the doors are locked, cameras.
Well, when they were proposing this school, and they had to have town meetings, and they had to have all kind of input from the people, the taxpayers, at the school board meetings. How did they get through without any objections?
This is Ohio. The school board's got about as much power as a county seat, you know? And plus, Asheville is poor. Asheville County, way up in northeast Ohio, is poor. If they're getting any money, they're going to suck it up. Just like you were saying before, wow, look at all this free money. What people don't realize is we gave it to them, you know?
Well,
gave them the power over us.
Well, somebody's going to have to... There's going to have to be a lot of parents in the parent teachers guilds and all these other things that have to get involved with this, the associations, and they're going to have to find out from the school board why the level is down the way it is. Otherwise, your children are just going to continue to suffer, and it's going to get worse and worse, and they're going to lose their advantage when it comes time to go on into college and whatever.
Oh yeah, well we're going into homeschool. Plus, there's alternative schools in the area that are really, really good. And we just about gave up with what's going on over there.
Ah, you should never give up. Never, never, never give up. You got to fight. That's what this country is all about. You got to fight for what's supposed to be yours and what's right. You don't quit.
Even
you're getting back to that politically correctness now. You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You don't want to step on nobody's toes. You got to get out there and you got to fight for your kids. Those are your kids. That's your kids' education and your future that you're going to give up on. You don't want to do that.
I know. I spent a year in and out of that school.
Well,
you're messing with the teacher.
If it isn't right, you still got to spend more time.
I know.
Well, good luck with that.
But the thing about it is the quality of their education has gotten so bad, we'll be better off doing the homeschool thing and doing the alternative school thing. They'll just get a lot more information packed into their head than they will over there. Plus the behavioral problems. That's the biggest one. Hanging around with all the... Because the parents over there, too, the general population has been dumbed down to such a degree...
Well, if they have behavioral problems over there, where's the no-tolerance policies in the schools? They're supposed to be taking care of this for you. That's why they have the doors locked. You say one door in, one door out, and everything's locked. Kids are kept inside. Who's minding the store while they're inside?
Ritalin.
I'm sorry?
Ritalin.
Ritalin.
Yeah.
Well.
And
then what you need is you need to get a hold of your TV stations and get your investigative reporters in there and find out. Let them investigate and put that on TV and find out how fast that school board gets off their ass. They do that in Pittsburgh here whenever there's things going on. These investigative reporters go in there and the next thing you know, everybody's up on their toes looking over their shoulder. They're calling their proctologist to make sure they're okay. I mean, these investigative reporters go deep. They don't just go out there one day to see it's some Band-Aid situation. They investigate all the way down to the core. And that's who you got to get involved in that. You know, you tell them that your education system's going down the tubes after they spent all these millions and millions of dollars to better it, and it's going backwards. And they'll hold these people accountable. They'll want some answers. Because that's when you're talking about people's tax dollars, you're talking about a big thing. And it just doesn't get pushed to the side anymore, especially when it comes to education.
Well, I'm glad to hear you guys have success out there with that.
Well. you know, that's the whole thing, and it's because people don't give up, and you can't give up. Don't do that. Don't ever give up.
I understand.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
It's nice talking to you.
Okay. Good luck with your problem.
Okay. Who else would like to make a comment or ask a question? Go ahead and press 6 to unmute your line.
Hi, Bill. This is Art from New Jersey.
Art, how you doing?
Not bad. For starters, I got to tell you, I love your signs, and I cannot wait to get out there just to see the place and hopefully meet you up front.
Well, I guarantee if you get out here, you'll meet me because I'm here. I'm here every day, open to close.
I think it would have been awesome to be there and watch the Steelers in your place during the Super Bowl, but I'll have to schedule that one for next season.
That'll be fine, but it'll be happening. I can tell you that.
I have a question for you, though.
Okay,
go
ahead.
How do you handle people who refuse to remove their hats during the singing of the national anthem? Do you make?
I don't have that problem.
You don't have
that problem? Nope. When the national anthem comes on, everybody that has a hat takes it off. And I've noticed that if somebody's standing there and doesn't take it off, the person standing next to them will either give them an elbow and an eye to the head to make them aware of it, and it comes off. I mean, when you're in my place, it's a nice place. It's a nice part. The people that are in here aren't rowdy drunks and falling over. Everybody's respectable and everything, and it's a good crowd. So I actually don't have that problem. I'm glad of that.
Because I work for the local baseball team out here, and I get dirty looks all the time because no matter what I'm doing, national anthem's going on, I take my hat off, and people still look at me because they refuse to take their hats, and they won't take them off, and yet I just get dirty looks from making comments.
Well, continue to make your comments because you and I were raised the same way. When the national anthem was being sung, you took your hat off or you put your hand over your heart or whatever, but you showed respect. People didn't put flags on the ground. They didn't burn flags. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, if anybody would have did that, they went to jail. Flag burning is to put you in jail.
They should do it again nowadays.
The government and I guess the ACLU and all this bullshit that's out there made everything complacent. They're always worried about somebody's equal rights. Your equal rights are only something you earn. They're not automatic. If you're an idiot, you shouldn't have them. That's like, you know, these guys that commit rape and everything. What rights do they have when they're in court? They shouldn't have rights, especially if they've either been caught in the act or confessed. They've either been caught or confessed, and now the term is they're alleged or they're a person of suspect. Our judicial system's become a different vocabulary of guilty and not guilty.
Yes. I know that all too well. Well, you had a caller in last week that said you and the guy from Brooklyn, or the kid from Brooklyn, should run for office, and I believe that you guys should. You share the same views, and you don't have a problem speaking your mind, and that would be pretty cool to see you two team up over something.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I mean, I appreciate that. It feels good for somebody to feel that I'm that strong in my beliefs, but I really don't see it happening, but you never can tell. You know, there's always things that can change from day to day. Not saying I'm ready to do it, but you never know what's going to come around the corner. So, but I thank you for your support, and I appreciate that.
One last question before I jump off here for your webmaster. Where is last week's conversation? On your page.
If you go to on the
news,
the main page. If you go to our famous signs.
Okay.
And actually, I have to apologize. My wireless connection got killed. But on the signs page, there's a button. It's the second button on the left. And you click that button. It'll take you to a page that'll show you some newspaper article links to newspaper articles, and there's a link to the MP3 recording. Of
okay.
Last week's call.
I think the link is the one you click on. It says news news articles or news something, and then you click that, and then everything comes up.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, conference calls. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
we'll see you, Art. Take care.
You too.
Okay, anyone else that would like to speak, go ahead and press your six key. And go ahead. Anybody else out there that would like to comment?
Come on, somebody has something they'd like to say.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line.
All right.
And we'll go ahead and we'll finish the call for tonight.
Okay.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
All right, well, again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Please keep checking the website. As Bill said, he's going to be adding a new sign here shortly, so we'll get that up on the website within a day. And if we have another call, we'll let everybody know via email. We appreciate your time. And, Bill, would you like to say anything else?
Well, I'd like to thank everybody that called in with their comments. I appreciate that. And it's nice to know that people are still interested and still listening. And I can tell that by my email that keeps coming in and some of the phone calls I get daily at the restaurant from people all over the country. And once again, I want to thank everybody, and I just want to go back to Art there up in Ohio, him and his wife that were one of my last callers. Don't give up. Don't give up on fighting for that education for your kids. Don't stop now. And I'd like to say good night to everybody.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for calling. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot.